would you like to profit from podcasting with AI? Natalie Doremio will tell us how to do it. And what's so special about Natalie is she is the co-founder of the Membership Lab and Podcast Leadflow. Podcast Leadflow is a simple, powerful system designed to transform high-value podcast episodes into a steady stream of meaningful conversations and qualified leads. And it's perfect for hosts who want to go beyond visibility and use their episodes as a true engine for growth. So, Natalie, how can an entrepreneur leverage podcasting and AI to attract leads for their business?
AI Superwoman podcast with Lily Patashko shares the world's most innovative AI tools and processes to go from technophobe to AI pro, attract leads, close sales, automate your business, enhance productivity, and deploy AI agents to do your work.
Yeah, so thank you so much for having me, Lily, by the way. So basically, the issue that we are seeing with podcasts is that people don't know their listeners, right? So they might have a podcast that they are running to grow their business, you know, make money, sales. And then on the other side, they have clients that actually bought. But there is a gap between the two, right? We don't know who is really listening, if there are certain episodes that attract the ideal person. So the idea was came to basically use AI to create a customized conversation with a listener that is interested in what you have to say. So the way we're using AI here is to basically identify quickly in a way that is automated, what are some questions that you could ask a listener if you could talk to it, right? Or her, like if she was sitting next to you, like what are some questions that you would love to ask and then use those answers to provide some type of value, like a piece of coaching, an advice, right? And that's how we've been using AI to really bridge that gap between turning some listeners that are passive into taking action because they're going to get something that's like super valuable and customized.
Thank you. Give us an example of, let's say, some clients you've helped where this has worked for them, and so that we can understand what kind of business this could potentially work for, and what kind of pieces of content entrepreneurs kind of like offer as a freebie that would incentivize the listeners to actually opt in and answer those 2-3 questions.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can give you an example of a client. Her name is Alicia Saint-Germain, and she's a leadership coach, right? So this is really going to work for people that have a strategy for their podcast, meaning that they are really creating content that is actionable, right? If they just spend, you know, episodes talking about themselves or doing inspirational content, it's great, but it's not going to, your listener might like it, but it's not something that they can act on or that AI can do anything about. However, if you create an episode that's very actionable, and I'll share the example with you. And so if you think with that in mind, you're like, I'm going to create an episode that actually gives them like steps, you know, like potential steps or framework, the way I work, like my method, my system, right? And when they answer the questions, then we can plug in their context, where they are at, what they've tried, what they're struggling with, to create a customized plan for them to do the work. So I know that what people say is that, you know, this is just fate that podcast listeners could be driving or gardening and they don't have time to sign up to anything. And I get it. They listen on Apple and Spotify. And what do these two platforms want? They want to keep them binging, right? They are not interested in helping you grow your business. They want more listening time on their platform. But the idea here with this tool is to repurpose these episodes, right? So you still share on Apple and podcasts, but asking people for resources or for resources for subscribe or leave a review. What's in it for the listener? Nothing, right? It's only for the host. So you have to switch the narrative. So what Alicia did is She re-recorded an episode that she had, which you don't have to do because it was already pretty actionable. And it was talking about her framework and kind of how she helps people, right? And she made it as a secret episode. So you don't have to do that because she already had the episode. So she made it a secret episode. And what she did is she shared this with her existing audience. So people that already know her, but haven't worked with her yet or haven't purchased from her, right? So she gave it as an extra resource as part of the nurture sequence, right? Where they could listen to that episode, fill out the form, they get an email that's customized to them with their plan based on their situation, with a call to action to book a call. And guess what happened? They are booking a call. Right. So basically, the idea with this is really to being able to go from a passive listener to somebody that's taking action if they are ready, like if they are your ideal, lead, ideal listener that is looking for the solution that you have to offer.
Thank you. That sounds to me like this kind of solution works for profiting from podcast guesting as well. It's not just for hosts, isn't it?
So, yeah. So basically, the whole idea is that AI is going to use the content of the podcast, you know, what is shared in the podcast as knowledge, right? To create that answer, that customized answer. So if you have a guest, then basically the tool is going to help the guest build an audience because the guest brings the expertise, right? So there are like several ways this can be used. You can use it as a host, as a solo, for a solo episode, right? Solo episode about you, you want to attract your audience, right? But for people that are, and actually I'm talking with two agencies that help people be guests on podcasts. They don't have a podcast, but they want to be guests, right? And for them, the tool is amazing because now every episode where you are a guest, you bring in the expertise, right? You can take the episode once it's been recorded and you add podcast lead flow, and that's how you share it. So instead of sharing, hey, I was on this podcast, here is the link, right? You can say, I was on this podcast, here is the link, and there is a tool below for you to get a customized plan or one thing you can do this week to get to the result, to implement what was taught. So obviously it's going to work when it's actionable. Like I said, you know, like the more actionable, the more you can give them something tangible that they can do and take action. But now they've got an email, you're CC'd on the email. So now you can start reply a couple of days later. Hey, did you enjoy the email that you got, you know, and you can even say, I mean, Alicia is saying it, you know, this was generated by AI, by the way. But, you know, like, I'd love to hear, you know, your thoughts and maybe we can hop on a call. And that's how she gets people to book a call because she built that connection from a content that's originally created for passive listening.
Thank you. Give us an example of how this could work for, let's say, imagine I get a lot of property investors that, let's say, are nine-figure investors. Okay. So they have sold hundreds of millions of dollars. And let's say I interview them on my podcast. And give us an example of how they would use this lead flow in order to get clients for their business.
Mm-hmm. So basically, It's very similar to a lead magnet, if you will, except that here it's like customized for every person, right? So you want to think about the end in mind. Who are their ideal clients? What are they looking to do and what can you help them with? And the goal of the form would be to ask them questions that will help them see the potential of what it could be with an opportunity to say, okay, if you're interested, fill out this application, book the call or things like that. So basically you think with the end in mind, what do they need to share in the episode to get the attention of the ideal client that maybe wants to invest or something like this, right? Share about their vision, their values, you know, like people do business with people at the end of the day. We talk about B2B, but it's really P2P, people to people, right? So be strategic about that, what you want to share in the episode, and then let AI come up with a form and some questions, because everything's done through AI. You can go back and change the questions and things like that if you will, but it's meant to be really quick to set up, right? And again, with this end in mind, you know, like the ideal person, you know, like what would they want to see in the email that will make them take the next action, which is book the call, listen to this other episode, fill out an application form, you know, whatever it is that they want, and then they get into their funnel, right? So that's basically the key. It's like meet them where they're at, give them enough value that they're like, oh, I want to talk to this person because I think she can help me.
Thank you. So let's say that these investors are looking for more investors that want to invest anywhere from 50K upwards, let's say 100K into their projects, let's say like crowdfunding type projects. Give us an example of the how lead flow would kind of create something that is interesting for the potential investor who might want to invest into the business of, let's say, or a nine-figure investor that is already bringing really great ROI for their business.
Yeah. So when you are this, when you are in this kind of situation, basically you want people, again, thinking with the end in mind, what would be the output that they would get? They would probably get something that resonates with where they want to put their money. Okay. So probably the questions would be things like, what have you invested in the past? What really matters to you? Right. And then the goal would be to match what they are saying, like this, I have been investing in this. This is what matters to me. These are the areas that I want to invest in. These are the type of sizes that I want to invest in. And then match it with what it is that you do. And if it's a perfect fit, then it will tell them, you know, like, here is like a potential, you know, partnership that we could have together. And this is why I believe it would work, because we would be doing this together. You mentioned that you value this. It will be in your area, you know, of market that you want to invest in. So it sounds like we're a perfect fit. Like, should we hop on a call, right?
Thank you. Why is this, for example, lead flow better than, let's say, just giving them an already created resource, like a freebie? Let's say, instead of giving them this lead flow, why would this work better, for example, rather than, let's say, giving them a resource about, you know, 5 steps to invest in property in, I don't know, in a certain area where they normally invest, or, you know, 5 steps to get like, 10% on net ROI on your investment in a certain area. So why would you say that activating this podcast lead flow would be a better solution than giving them an already created freebie, such as a PDF or a mini ebook?
Yeah. Well, just one thing. It's not about them, right? They learn nothing about themselves. It's a resource that is out there. Everybody gets the same thing, right? It's not customized to their own situation. It doesn't speak to them. They are not connecting to that content, right? The difference is with Podcast Lead Flow is they get something customized based on their situation, right? Based on the questions that they answered. When you sign up to a PDF, we know most people now sign up and some don't even read it. And it's hard to follow up when they haven't done the next step, which is actually reading the thing, right? And what happens also with these freebies is there is no emotional connection with it. Again, it's not personal. We all get the same thing, right? And then there is often that question, but how does this apply to me, right? So if you give them 7 steps and they might like, it might not totally align with what they want to do, right? Again, it's cookie cutter. You put everybody in the same bucket and say, okay, just pick one, right? So it doesn't have that connection, that exclusivity, if you will. And that goes a long way in building trust.
Thank you. Tell us about the call to action that a podcasting host or a podcasting guest would use in order to ask the entrepreneur listening to the show to actually go towards this podcast lead flow?
Yeah. So again, the call to action is really going to depend on what is the end in mind. What are you trying to get at the end? Are you trying to sell them a high ticket coaching? Are you trying to get them to sign up to be a partner? Are you trying to get them to buy a course or a product, right? A piece of software or something. But just like a PDF, when you get a lead magnet, you don't want to ask them to marry you without dating, right? That's what we said. So basically, you have to find what is the next call to action that is not a lot of resistance for them to do if they are interested. That could be hit reply and tell me and then ask them a question. It could be, here is another resource for you that you might find useful, right? It could be book a call. It could be fill out an application form. So it's finding what is the next step that will get your ideal person excited about doing, like a no-brainer. But if you say, here is a link to buy, it's likely not going to work. They don't know you. You ask them to buy. That's not going to work, right? So again, the call to action is going to be very specific based on what it is that you want them to do at the end. If it's a partnership, right, or investing, then probably you need to give them more resources, maybe with an opportunity in the PS section if they want to hop on a call and discuss, right? You could actually in this email even give them PDFs, references, you know, like this is our missions and this is our core mission or things like that, right? If you want them to learn more about you. That doesn't mean you can't use PDFs and things like that. It just means that there needs to be a connection. That connection is really going to accelerate building that relationship.
Thank you. Tell us two more case studies of entrepreneurs you've worked with where you've implemented the podcast lead flow and how it worked out in terms of like leading to closing leads into sales.
So another one that I have, actually it's going on right now, and it's basically so she's a business coach. She's in the Netherlands, and she has a book, and she's interviewing. So she's interviewing guests who all have a book, you know, for the summer. So she's interviewing big names, John Lee Dumas, Mike Michalowicz from Profit First, you know, like all these big names. And every single episode is going to have a podcast lead flow below for people to connect with each guest. So for her, she's basically using it as building authority and basically gathering people that are interested in hearing about these people, you know, at this level, you know, of business, so that she can nurture them into inviting them to book a call, right? So the selling, if you will, like, you know what they say, if you give them great value, then you don't really have to do much into the selling because the content sells itself. And at some point in the nurture sequence, she invites them to book a call. Okay, so that's one. Her name is Melita Campbell. And the other one that we have, which one could I share? I can share Julie Riesler. So Julie Riesler is a life coach. And she has a certification program. She has a podcast that's very well known. It's got great people in it. The podcast name is the USTU podcast. And basically, she's interviewing amazing guests. Same thing. She's got Mari Folio, you know, Carrie Green, you know, these people, John Lee Dumas, etc. And basically, for her, the goal, she's putting the podcast lead flow on selective episodes, right, that are really talking to a specific audience, because she's selling multiple things, right, talking to a specific audience. And she adds them then into her list. And that's where she sells her program, by having them book a call. Okay. So it's really about not a tool for selling, but it's a tool for attracting the person that is ready for what you have to offer.
Thank you. Tell us more about what makes this method work at its the highest possible. What needs to happen? What needs to be put in place to make sure that this method works the best possible?
Yeah. So basically, the kind of mentioned this earlier is I want to say the quality of the podcast content in terms of being actionable. Like, so the more applicable and practical it is going to be, the less it's going to be about you talking, but about giving value, something that they can actually do, right? The better. Also making sure that it speaks to your audience. Right? So there needs to be some work that needs to be done into what people really are looking for. What is their level of awareness? Because we might think that people want this. No, maybe this is what they need, but is it what they want? Is it what they are looking for? Right? So making sure that there is not a disconnect, because what could happen is that they could find the episode interesting, but it doesn't make them want to fill out the form because they're either not ready, they are not there, it's not what they are looking for at the moment, right? So making it actionable, basically reverse engineer, right? This is what I want them to buy or do. What do I need? What would be an email that's customized to them that will make them want to take that action, right? And then what is an episode? What can I talk about to help, create basically that unique email? So it's being very strategic with your podcast.
Thank you. Tell us about how you are leveraging Podcast Lead Flow in order to generate leads and clients for your business.
Yeah. So you know how they say that you're always the worst, your worst client. But what I've done recently is that any episode that I am a guest on, I create a Podcast Lead Flow form. So I have my site. So if you go like to demos.podcastleadflow.com, you'll see the latest guest appearances that I have made. And I will create one for this as well, for this episode. And people can fill out this form, right? Some are for Podcast Lead Flow, some are for memberships, because I also talk about memberships and AI, integrating AI into memberships. So they're like two different offers, if you will, two different side of the business that we have. So that's what I've started to do for myself, is using it for that. I am also working. It's not live yet, but it's ready, but it's not being pushed. It's not like live yet. It's a podcast audit. So basically what it is going to be is that there's going to be an episode that you listen to, and then some questions that you answer. And based on that, it's going to give you advice on podcast strategy, like how can you actually use your podcast to grow your business. And we're going to look into this. Is the content that you're creating matches with what you're trying to sell? Or like, if that's your goal, if your goal is to get clients or partners from the podcast, we'll just help people analyze that, and by email, we're gonna start a conversation with them to say these are probably the things that you could be doing to start, like leveraging your podcast, with probably a call to action to book a call.
Thank you. For those entrepreneurs that want to create a membership, and
Yeah.
let's say they're either hosts or guests, how would you encourage them to integrate both lead flow and membership offer so that they can turn a listener into a membership, into
Member.
a member of their program?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, this idea that the podcast is just the one of the vehicle, right, to share content that is relevant, right? It could be a YouTube video. It works for YouTube as well. Actually, we've got Tube Flow, which is for YouTube videos, right? So for a membership, again, if you think with the end in mind, your membership solves a specific problem for people, right? And you are one of the solutions, right? So it's reverse engineering and basically look at what type of, I mean, if you have an existing podcast, right, you would have a podcast episode where you're a solo episode, right, where you talk about what are these pain struggles that they have and what are the different options, right? You can do nothing and have the result that you have. You can hire one-on-one coaching, or You can look into joining a community where you're surrounded by other people that have the same problem that you have, right? And then if you're interested, you can get on the wait list, or you can listen to this other episode. You don't want to sell the membership on the podcast episode on the phone, right? But you basically want to make sure that the people that are looking for a solution to that problem fill out the form. And then it's your nurture sequence, which could be sharing a recording of a webinar, maybe inviting them to your next live webinar if you sell through webinars, right? But your podcast is never going to sell your membership. Your podcast is going to attract your ideal member and deliver, you know, great content so that they start to know you, love you, and trust you, and then look into your membership as a potential solution.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Sure. So they can find me on LinkedIn, my name, Nathalie Deregneux. They can also go on podcastleadflow.com. There is a form there that they can fill out if they want to book a call. And they can go to the membership lab. So if you go to the membership lab .com/gift, then there is an AI freebie there, and then there is some other free resources if you're interested to get started with the membership.
Follow me for more AI productivity tools.